As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Newman went around. He gets sorted by the slider. And that's 6 strikeouts for Corbin one time through the Angels lineup.
Patrick Corbin looking phenomenal yesterday in my face. If you recall, I said he was the buffet of pitchers in terms of it's not that great, but the portion sizes are tremendous. He pitched excellent, excellent, excellent yesterday.
I do want to answer a text that just came in, and I know I feel like I've had a conversation with this person a couple times.
Is it about WrestleMania?
Oh, it's about Kevin Pillar. Oh. And since we're talking Rangers, I felt like that was okay. They said, is Pillar that bad versus righties that he will never start over Taveras versus right-handed pitching? I don't think it's whether or not he's that bad, but what he's best at is what Boach wants to use him for. And he isn't been putting him in positions where he can succeed. That's what, and go look around at the way Bochy does this with most players. He puts them in the best position to succeed, doesn't want to get them into a position where they might fail and then have something destroy their confidence. Because Boach has told us many times, confidence is a huge key for what you're trying to accomplish. So I know we love what Pillar is doing and when we see him, but that Bochy and the staff feel that it's best to do this and keep him in this role while they're still doing, I mean, they're still winning games.
Yes, they are still winning games. And that's a big thing. And I think last night, this is probably going to sound like loser talk, Alec. So bear with me here. I think last night, the offense took a big step. Now, I understand.
I agree.
They only had 3 runs. So if you need to be mad, I get it. They also went 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. But I thought it was a big step because they found themselves in that position where they had so many runners in scoring position. Now, I know you can go back to Corey Seager and be like, hey, he got on base 3 times. He got stranded all 3 times. Like, I don't want to make it sound like offense is fixed.
Yeah, nothing was perfect last night at all.
Yeah, but it was the fact that you got increased offensive chances as opposed to even the night before where, man, you really limped your way along offensively, got some help from throwing errors, but didn't really start hitting until the last 4 innings. Whereas yesterday, you had a more consistent offensive presence early in the game. I imagine that helps Patrick Corbin be a little more, have a little less stress in his innings. I thought it was a good step for an offense that has been horrendous this year.
I think you're absolutely right, dude. And I didn't realize, you know, we went through all these, and maybe you said this yesterday, Kevin, and I just missed it. But we went through all these numbers yesterday about all these hitters and their struggles.
Yep.
And I was like, and then I think Jake Berger is the leader in RBIs for this team, despite his struggles.
Yeah.
At 8. Like, that feels like that's not good. But, again, somehow they've been able to win a game. And you're right. Last night, 11 hits. And multiple times where guys were on the base. Dude, they were hitting hard, too, last night. Adolis last night, that double that he lined out into the outfield, and then he stole third base. I love seeing that hustle that go along with it. So it looks like some guys, in my mind, Kevin, that realize that it hasn't been good enough so far, but aren't giving up on anything. And they're like, no, we're going to just, we know that if we just keep battling and keep hustling, that these things are, good things are going to come to us. So I feel like Seager is going to come around and come into form soon. Like, it's going to be that Seager form we expect. He was hitting the ball hard last night too.
I decided to look that up since you were talking about like that kind of hard contact yes. level. All right. So last year, the Rangers, their hard hit percentage, all right, that's just what it's called, was 41.8%. That ranked fourth in Major League Baseball. All right. So, like, at least you were hitting, the offense still wasn't what you would have liked, but, you know, at least you were hitting the ball hard. This year, it's 39.6. This is, I'm sorry, before yesterday's game, which tied for 8th worst in baseball. And their exit velocity is just a half mile per hour better than the league average. So they're like right in terms of meh, fine.
Last night's game looked different to you though than what you've seen most of the season?
I think so. Now look, if you could not have a tremendous number of really hard hit double plays, that would be great.
I agree. Yeah.
But yeah. This might be a beggars can't be choosers situation, because if there's any spot where the hard hit ball will really backfire on you is those infield grounders, because just because of physics, it's going to make it easier for you to be able to flip that double play. And there were a handful of double plays against the Rangers last
night. There was also Marcus Semien had maybe the softest hit I've ever seen in my life. Like, those things happen too.
Sure.
I'm not going to just say that everything was hard hit last night. And somebody said a lot of hard hit outs too, 300-400 foot
yes.
Outs.
Yes.
I get that, but that means those guys that were hitting them like that were squaring it up. And when their timing comes in, when their timing gets down, those things are going to be going out to left center. Those things are going to be going out to right center. They're going to be pulled down the left field line. They're still squaring the ball up. That's the thing that I'm liking, that I'm seeing, is when you're getting a hold of a ball, you're really giving it a ride. And once you get real smooth and comfortable with things, then you really start to see things take off in the launch pad. Also, Wyatt Langford's still not in this lineup yet. So that's gonna change things up a little bit and might give you some better options when it comes to what you're doing at DH, maybe. I'll be honest too, I liked seeing what Dustin Harris provided last night. I enjoyed watching him play.
And man, if you're gonna talk about somebody that it really felt like Boach was also kind of trying to shout out yesterday, I think Dustin Harris was absolutely one of those people. Now, a couple of things, and we're gonna touch back on yesterday just a little bit, because I think Boach, either directly or in a roundabout way, answered some of these questions. Somebody asked for an update on Evan Carter. You know, we talked with Bruce Bochy yesterday, and he was like, look, if he can get healthy and he can get right, we would love to have him up here. He's a special player when he's healthy, which is great. We've talked about in the last handful of games, I think you've seen progression with his plate discipline. The concern still remains
health,
back maintenance. Because we talked about, like, one of the reasons we threw out the idea, I feel like before most anybody else, that Evan Carter might go down to the minors, was that you can put him at leadoff in your lineup every single day. Just get him as many at-bats as you can for right-handed pitchers, left-handed pitchers, just bring it all in.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But then we got into the stretch where he'd played in five of the team's 10 minor league games. And we just started the season. And so it's looking like the back maintenance might be a bigger issue. And you hope that that's not the case. But I admit I am kind of worried about not just this year, but even more so going forward based on the way this year has started.
Looking at his stats right now on MILB.com, 29 at bats, 5 runs scored, 4 hits. 4 for 20. That was 138, Kevin.
That is true.
Only one home run.
But I will point out, I think he started like 1 for 18 or 1 for 19. So, hey, I get accused of being negative sometimes. I'm trying to be positive. He did have a ton of walks too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying he's ready to go by any means. I think I've now become more concerned about back maintenance than I have inability to see left-handed
pitchers. And anybody out there that's sitting on a donut or dealing with back problem right now knows just how problematic those things can be over time. Not just for this moment and I fixed it. Maybe his body just isn't built for the torque that it takes to be in the sport, and his mind's good, but he will be able to find a way to get past it at some point. I don't know exactly where he is on that, but I feel like Bochy was giving us the right answer yesterday. He is great.
Yeah.
We need him to be healthy too. Like those are the two things that you got to listen to when you're hearing Boch talk.
Now, the person who asked about Semien. Look, I know we don't want this to devolve into a math show. But a couple of things that Boch said that I'm like, all right, let's see if these line up. We said maybe something happens with Semien by the end of the month. Okay. And then Boch yesterday said, your start is over at about 100 at bats. Not Marcus Semien, just in general. Like
most people.
Yeah. When are you not in the start? Well, you get 100 at bats. All right. Right now, Marcus Semien has 63 at bats. So he's 37 away from 100. So you're talking about give or take 9 games. Now, I realize you could have walks and that didn't clamp, whatever. If you're going off of actual at-bats versus just like plate appearances, let's say he's 9 games away. Well, that would put you pretty much in the middle or at the end of the San Francisco series. So April 26th, April 27th, which is not quite the end of the month. But if Bochy's timeline for a start is about by the time we get to Marcus Semien to the 26th or the 27th, and we think it's the end of that first full month around the 30th, I would pinpoint another week and a half or so if you think that they're going to make a move. And the most logical move right now will be to move Marcus Semien off of the leadoff spot. Is that a fair assessment of the situation?
What if I said sooner? Because
I mean, maybe.
This game again, or this game tonight, this is a fun game to beat Ron Washington. We love you, Ron. We love you, Wash. Trust us.
Love a sweep even more.
We love you in a Rangers hat, not an Angels hat. Then you got the Dodgers.
Yep.
And you just mentioned it. Who's coming back?
Wyatt Langford.
I feel like
that's a logical guy.
You give your dude the chance against the best team out there. And like you said, the Giants are also right there in that category too. But and then you go on the road to Oakland. Maybe you're right. Maybe you could give him another he goes back to Oakland. I guess it's Sacramento though, so maybe that doesn't matter. But with Wyatt coming back, maybe you just say, you know what? We tried. We did everything we could. We're plugging him in. I'm ready to shake this thing up just a little bit. I feel like maybe there is a little more readiness to move into where we're supposed to be with this thing.
Now, I wanted to throw this out there.
I think your timeline is good. I'm probably a little faster on it.
Well, look, that's probably what the fan base wants to hear. Now, we could take more time on this whenever, but I wanted to go ahead and quick hit it here. Is the Athletic put together their poll where they talked to 40 of the top decision makers across the sport. So we're talking, again, coaches, GMs, other executives to break down what's the best front office in Major League Baseball.
Chris Young.
So it's interesting because he was lower on this list than I would have guessed.
And Ross Fenstermaker.
Now, if the Dodgers are obviously number one,
why would they be number one? Because they have money?
Yeah, and because they figure out a way to make every move conceivable.
I guess the Shohei thing really does stand out.
Where do you think Chris Young and the Rangers would sit?
I mean, I think they should be in the top five.
Okay. Alec?
I'd say top five, maybe four.
All right.
But I also understand they are very hamstrung by the amount of money they have and can spend.
True.
So
does that count into the front office thing?
It didn't really sound like this worked into the voting, and I get why people would vote this way. I also thought he was going to be higher. The Texas Rangers were in a tie for 13th. Now, last year, they were 8th coming off the World Series. This year, tied for 13th. And I'm going to just throw out the kind of the little blurb they have in there. What do you make of an organization with 7 losing records in the past 8 seasons, but a World Series as the only executive? Not much per our executives. And so there was one particular person who stood out, but I get it. It feels like Chris Young is being lumped in with some baggage from the JD era as well. Right. But look, if he's going to get some JD credit, then he's going to get some JD blame. That is the way it works. But one person said, a rival GM, that Chris Young has created an enviable front office dynamic. Texas has a great blend of baseball people and data guys, and CY, as the G-Bag Nation has christened him, is a great leader. So there is one person stepping out. I know there's a couple other people that voted for the Rangers as well, but tied for 13th. So essentially, middle of the road.
It's the most ridiculous claim in the history of baseball.
Okay, well, John Smoltz, we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there because like you guys, I was surprised by how low on the list that CY and company were.
That stinks.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.